As a driver, I can only speak, and in general for the rest of the staff, that we don't like being here. Definitely not. I'm a married man with wife and two children. Two cars we have. We live out in the country. I'm the only one working in my family, so I'm losing 20% of my day. That doesn't pay for my mortgage, but I have to do this because it's the right thing to do. Not that a lot of the public seem to think so, that we're greedy and overpaid, and it's a hard one to do, especially when if people's wages are bandied about. It's a hard argument to put forward, because people see their own situation, and if they see somebody doing better, looking for more, they don't really like that, and it's a tough situation.
But Patrick, you're here 25 years.
That's correct, yeah.
When was the last time you got a pay raise?
Wow, that's a good question now. It's a bit fuzzy. Almost 10 years. It would be 10 years, I think, just gone in September, October.
Is there a misconception out there from the public that railway workers are already paid an awful lot of money?
It's sometimes hard to justify to the public in a conversation. They don't understand, because they'll say, well, I do this job and you're not qualified. I spent 18 months in Dublin training as a driver and a guard before I became a driver, and I'm constantly monitored. The second I turn the engine on, I'm being monitored. I have a medical every 2 years, especially with ears, your hearing, your eyesight, blood tests. All these things are constant, and I know a lot of employers do that with staff as well. There's a huge focus on drivers, and it's a large pressure, but it's something that we do professionally, and we have to constantly focus and refocus all the time.
So you would argue that a train driver is worth the wage they're getting?
Actually, this is the problem, I think, with the conversation. When you mention money, you say somebody is worth it. How do you measure someone's worth? They'll say we're the heaviest paid train drivers in Europe. It's not really true. We have a 48-hour contract, which is a 9 hours, 36-minute day, over a 5-day period, over 7 days. So I can, this weekend I'm off, next weekend I'm working, again every second weekend I work my 2 days. The only 2 days I'm guaranteed off, other than my holidays, is Christmas Day and Stevens's Day. So I can work 363 days of the year, other than my holidays. But as worth it, it's, as I said, how can you measure someone's worth? In money, in monetary terms.
But that's the way the public are looking at it, though.
Yeah, and
they hear figures being bandied about of 50,000-60,000 euro a year, and then they're saying, how can railway drivers be asking for a raise?
I'd love to earn 60,000. I'd have to work an awful lot of overtime to actually get that, you know.